Anyway, I hope you're in good form today, because we're going to talk about that thorny subject I raised last week. Do you remember the story I told you about the guy who went on 4 dates with a girl and he really fancied her? It sounds like he really fancied her. Now, I haven't seen a picture of her, so I don't know if she's good looking or not. And who am I to judge anyway? But if we got a picture, we'd put it online. You could judge. But anyway, the point is he went on 4 dates and he paid for everything. First date, he didn't mind so much. He noticed it during the evening, though, because every time the glasses were empty, he had to suggest, would they be refilled? And then he paid for them. Then the next night they went out and he thought she might buy one. No. Then she invited him for lunch. Where would you like to go? He said, where are you taking me? Then they decided on the place. And again, she ignored the bill. And this happened 4 times. Eventually, he gave up the ghost and thought, this isn't going anywhere. Your woman is stingy, is mean, is tight in every sense of the word. And then we were out in a restaurant last week and I noticed a couple at a table. I told you this last week. Remember I told you? There was a couple at the table and I watched them closely. And she, and this is true, she saw the bill coming with the waitress. He didn't, because he was sitting with his back to the waitress. And immediately she picked up the bag, took out her mobile phone and started texting. The bill was placed in front of them. And again, she just kept texting away. He seemed to ignore the bill. She ignored the bill. And eventually he had to pick it up and pay the bill. At which point she kept her on the phone and he stared out the window. So they weren't talking. They were in a standoff. And then eventually she put the phone away and started chatting to him and won him over again. But it was definitely a first date because there was no body contact. There was no hand on hand. There was no, I'll put your coat on, let me stand here and help you. He was furious. I could see it. He was absolutely furious. So we were wondering who pays the bill. Does the man always pay the bill? Lots of emails came in, lots of text messages. And I wanted to know, are men as mean as women when it comes to this kind of stuff? And I got a message in. Now, it doesn't say the name of the person, unfortunately. It says, I went out with a guy for 5 years and was married to him for 2. I paid for everything from the time I met him until I separated from him 7 years later. He never paid for anything and always made an excuse. It turned out he was addicted to poker machines, so never had a penny in his pocket. Something I only found out just weeks before we split. I'm now married to a great guy and we share all the bills, which is only right, with a smiley face. Love, somebody or other, you forgot your name. Hi guys, my ex-girlfriend, who I had been going out with for about 4 months, asked me where I would like to go for something to eat for my birthday. We went for the meal on the night of my birthday. When the bill came, I presumed she was going to pay as a present, but she said, you wanted to come here, so you pay. She expected me to pay for the whole thing. That's why she's my ex, says Rob. Ooh. Hi Derek, I'm a woman in mid-50s, just come back to dating. I would always insist on paying on alternate nights. You're right. Another one here. Oh no, what have I done with it? Misplaced. Couldn't help but write in. I separated and started dating this guy who was lovely. He wasn't working and was very convincing that he had to get work. However, I was into him and paid for everything. Every week, he got the social welfare, he went to the pub and the betting office. Unfortunately, I got badly burnt. It does happen to women too, you know. Never experienced it before, but was vulnerable. So just a few emails that have come in. Brenda, you went to Brasserie 66 on South Great George Street in Dublin to meet diners and find out who's paying for the date.
Derek, the ultimate dating dilemma. How do you do it? It all depends on what stage of your relationship you're at. Are you together a couple of months? Are you sharing a bank account? Is it a first date? Are we at the getting to know you stage? All these things you have to throw into the bucket, stir it around, and there are different scenarios and different answers depending on what state of relationship you're in. General rule of thumb though, Derek, and I've talked to plenty of women and some men, but in general, this is what women feel. What I would say, particularly on the first date, if you're asked out to go for a date and it's for a meal, okay, you would expect the man to pay, but you would offer, he would refuse and let him pay. If you go for drinks afterwards, you would pay for a drink or two, just to say. And then if you like him and if you're meeting again, then we go into the 50-50, go and Dutch, alternative nights, etc. But the first date is the one that kind of sets the boundaries. That's kind of my general experience. But last Friday night, with a gang, I went out to Brasserie 66. Buzzing in there, lots of couples. And the amazing thing was the amount of people who had birthdays out as couples and were celebrating, etc. But I went up and I interrupted some of the diners as they were getting their bill to find out how they felt about the bill coming and who pays for what, etc. But before that, I spoke to 3 individuals and got their take and their experiences on this dating dilemma as to who pays the bill. Some have been badly burnt, some of their own stories, but I'll give you three individual stories. We're going to start, first of all, with Linda, but I also talked to Wayne and I talked to Heidi. And I spoke to Linda first, and I have them all together here, so have a listen. They're three different stories. And I asked Linda, first of all, just let's set it in stone. Are you single? Are you married? Are you in love? What way are you fixed?
Everybody get up.
Yeah, I'm single at the moment and kind of dipping the toe into some online dating, which is not going very well, but I'll persevere for a while and see how it goes. But it's like I'm always of the impression that women should pay their way as well on a date. If, you know, if it's your birthday and someone's taking you out, that's one thing. But if you're just out on a date with somebody that you don't really know, I think I'd always go Dutch.
You would go Dutch, but tell us your experience, please.
Well, my bad experience with going Dutch was I went out on a date with a guy and he absolutely insisted on buying the first two drinks. And I thought, well, OK. By the end of the second drink, I kind of thought, OK, this is not really for me. But so I bought the third drink. And then he let me buy the fourth drink and I thought, hold on, this is not going as the way I planned. So I said to him I was going to, you know, probably call it a night. And he kind of insisted, look, we go for one more drink and then we call it a night. And I thought, well, OK, we'll go for one more and then I can just go home. And we walked to a different bar and we walked in and he said to me, I'm just going to nip to the loo if you want to go to the bar. So he went to the loo and I got into a taxi and went home without letting him know, which has caused a lot of my friends now when we're out, if they're going to the toilet, they do ask if I'm going to be there when they come back.
So what was going on in your head to make such an impulsive decision?
Well, I just thought it really wasn't going the way I'd planned it to go. It wasn't going as well as I thought it might. And I thought early when he first insisted on buying the first two drinks, I thought, well, I get a couple of drinks out of it, maybe go meet some of the girls in town. Yeah. And then it slowly stopped working out that way. So, but yeah, when we were at two drinks each and the next one was my round, apparently I thought, no, this is not for me.
Do you think he was being mean when he insisted you go to the bar to buy the fifth drink?
I don't know if it's mean. Maybe he kind of copped that I wasn't interested and he thought maybe I'll get a few drinks out of her and then go and meet the lads. But I don't mind paying my way at all, but I just thought, well, you're the one who's convinced me to stay for the last drink, so I think you should be buying it.
I bet you'd love to have seen his face when he came out of the loo.
I got into a taxi and I was kind of fuming, and within about 5 minutes in the taxi I told the taxi driver and the two of us were in hysterics laughing, and he's like, you didn't. I said, you better ring him. And I said, no, I'm not, no. And he said, what's he wearing? I'm going back in to see how long he stands there for. So I don't know if he did go back in to check, but I got it. He left. It was about a half an hour before he texted me to see where I was. And then he rang a couple of times, but that was the last he heard from me.
Yeah, at the minute I'm single, so on the dating game, as you do.
And how's that going for you?
It's going all right. It has its trials. It's trials, I'm not going to lie. It has its trials.
Tell me, if you're out on a date with a lady,
yeah,
and you're having dinner or a few drinks, who normally pays?
Normally when I go on dates, I don't mind paying, but you do get a lot of the women that would just literally, when it comes to paying, they sort of turn their back and just walk, take a couple of steps away to make sure that I'm left with the bill. Now, I don't mind, but I mean, come on, bit of equality these days.
Seriously, has that happened to you?
Actually, only happened 2 weeks ago. Yeah, no, I went up and the bill came to €60. I said, didn't mind, I had the money. But I went up to pay and I turned around and she was out the door. I was like, what? What's going on there? And I walked out. I was like, you okay? She's like, yeah, where are we going now? I said, we're going home. Dropping you off. See you there.
That was it, because she kind of didn't even offer to pay halves.
I don't mind if someone doesn't have the money, but if there's an expectation on you straight away to pay for everything, I mean, come on, everyone's, we've gone on about equal rights for years. I'm a fully believer in that, so I don't mind if a woman wants to put a hand in her pocket. No, I won't. I'll tell her to put it away, but it'd be nice if they acknowledge that it's not just one person in this, you know?
And now we have Heidi with her take on who pays for what, going Dutch.
Okay, well, I love when a guy pays on the first date. I think it says actually quite a lot about him. And to be honest with you, I like to be spoiled and a little bit pampered. So definitely for the first date and maybe for the second date. Then after that, I do like to jump in. But if someone brought me for dinner, I'd absolutely be buying the drinks afterwards. No question about it. I think it's just a nice gesture and a way of saying thank you.
So you've had some experience on the dating scene. Is there one standout memory when it comes to giving and money, etc., in a relationship that you want to share with everybody listening to the Mooney Show today?
Well, I think there is one standout memorable moment, and it's just because it was sheer disappointment. But I remember I was going out with a guy for about a year and a half, really liked him, we were getting on great, and he had a significant birthday. I won't tell you what age, Brenda. Okay. And I decided, well, I'll be really nice and I'll bring him away. And he's always said to me, oh, I'd love to go to the Algarve. So we went away for just a couple of nights, maybe six nights, paid for the flights, Ryanair, and the nice hotel for the couple of nights. And we had a really
You paid for them?
Yes, I paid. Yeah, it was present. My treat. Okay. And I said to him, look, you've always wanted to go to the Algarve. We'll go down to Portugal for almost a week and have a nice holiday. So we did. And as I said, it was a big birthday for him. And then it was my birthday 3 weeks later. And, you know, I'm the type, I was like, oh, you know, don't make too much of a fuss, but, you know, dinner be nice. And then whatever, you know, got no present.
Roll back there, nothing?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Flowers?
Nothing.
Earrings?
Nothing.
And a happy birthday card?
None of the above.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, I sort of said nothing and kind of thought, oh, it'll happen. It'll, you know, it'll happen in time or whatever and he'll get it. But no, he went shopping once or twice and nothing, you know, no thought or nothing was forthcoming. And then I think I finished it about 4 months later. So, but again, it left such a bad kind of feeling. I just remember sort of thinking, why wouldn't you think enough of me to buy me a present? I thought so much of you, I brought you away. So, yeah, it just never sat easily with me, to be honest with you, and left a bit of a bitter taste.
Do you think you should have seen this earlier, maybe who pays for what at dinner scenario?
Yeah, my key indicator, gut feeling, is the first date. And I remember our first date because I remember it didn't sit right with me. And I remember we actually went for dinner on our first date and the bill came. And I said, OK, let's go 50-50. And he went, yeah, OK. I think for the future, if I was going on a date, after the second or third date, absolutely I'd go 50-50. But date one, no, I think the guy should pay. You need to be made to feel special so that there is a date two, to be honest.
So there are the stories.
Yes,
what next?
Linda, Heidi and Wayne, thank you for sharing with us. Some might say even oversharing, but we really appreciate that. So next, plonk myself on a busy Friday night in Brasserie 66. Lots of couples out celebrating. Couple of first time, well, very early daters. Couple of people who've been married, but they're all out. They're having a nice meal. They're chatting. And then I come stick a microphone under their nose to try and find out who is paying for what. Ooh. Now, the most amazing thing I found was the amount of people having birthday celebrations. So happy birthday to everybody I interview on tape, because I think there's four or five couples that were having one. And it was really weird sitting in a restaurant, looking around at other couples, watching the bill being put on the table and seeing what wallet was going to come out. I was going, stop it, Brenda, you're turning into something very strange. But I went up anyway to the first couple, and Francesca and Bill. And Francesca is from Rome. Bill is from Luton. They met on a course. They live in Cork, but they were up in Dublin celebrating. And they had literally just paid their bill when I went over.
You pounced, let's say.
When I pounced. Everybody get
up. This time it's me. I'm paying this time, yeah. But it's a special occasion, you see. It's a birthday.
Birthday? Is it your birthday?
It was, yeah. It was on Monday.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Francesca.
Thank you.
And how does it work, the whole bill thing, especially when you were going out dating at first?
It was just back and forward thing, really. I'd pay one time, then she'd pay, and, you know, it's fairer that way. You know, you don't have to think about it. Don't have to worry about who's ordering what. You know, it's just you get this one, the other person gets the next one.
You know, the very first time we went out, I don't think he actually realized it was a date.
Okay.
And where I come from in Rome, we actually have a way of splitting the bills just called the Roman way, which would be not dependent on what you've had. You just pay like a set amount. So a lot of people do that, but traditionally it would have been the guy. Yeah.
I'm just going to annoy another couple because they have their doggy bags and already they're about to leave. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Sarah.
Cahill.
Are you a couple?
Yeah, husband and wife, yeah.
So you have the cocktails and the doggy bags. Do you have a good night, first of all?
Lovely night, yeah.
Okay, and what's your reason for being out tonight?
Birthday.
Whose birthday?
Mine.
Well, then you're paying, are you, Sarah?
That's right, yeah.
How does it work for you as a couple, particularly in your early days when you were dating?
We've always been pretty much 50-50, I have to say, yeah. But obviously I'd be paying tonight.
And was that important that you go halves?
Yeah, it depends, I suppose. If you have your own job and you're working yourself, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't pay for yourself, you know? I'd feel more comfortable always paying for myself. It's always been that way, hasn't it, really?
Well, look, have a lovely evening. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Just going up to the next table here. I have a couple on dessert. Is it dessert?
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
What's your names, do you mind me asking?
My name's Tom.
Lorraine.
And I said you were a couple, but are you friends or are you a couple?
Actual couple. Yeah.
Who's going to pay for the dinner tonight?
Well, I have the cash on me, so I'm assuming it's me tonight. Generally, even in the earlier days, it would have been myself.
Would it?
I have that kind of traditionist kind of thing. The man tries to pay for everything, dinner, nights out and so on and so forth. Lorraine would have obviously contributed some form of money or whatever ever so often, but for the most part, it would have been myself.
And what about you, Lorraine? Can you remember back to the early days? Did you offer to pay? Did he want to?
Yeah, no. I definitely offered, but certainly he was gentle. He's like, no, I'll pay for it. Actually, it is his birthday now.
Ah, so. Stop. Not another birthday. Happy yeah, birthday.
Thank you very much.
But in the early days, though, he was a gentleman. Like, he always paid, and like I always felt very taken care of. So it was lovely. Yeah, no, it's...
And did you ever say, oh, no, hang on, let me go halves on that, or it's my turn, and what would he say?
No, I did try, but I have to say, like, initially he was like, no, I'll pay for this now. So it was very traditional, as in, like, for the first while, he was like, no, I insist, I'll pay for this now. So, you know, but it was very sweet.
It's coming towards the end of the evening. I've very quietly gone up to another couple here. Have you a blanket around you?
I'm freezing, yeah, it's my scarf. I'm so cold.
Would you mind me ask your names?
I'm Jenny.
Bren.
Well, are you together long, Jenny and Bren?
It's our third anniversary, so that's why we're out.
Oh, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
So, the bill is here. Yeah. Who's paying for it?
I am.
Hooray, a girl paying for it. Hooray.
So we always take it in turns, so it's my turn tonight. So,
has that worked generally for you from when you first met and started dating?
Pretty much, yeah. We don't really plan it out like it's my turn, it's your turn. It kind of just works like, you know, I'll take you out for dinner this weekend, or Jenny would go, oh, I'll take you out for dinner, and she'll book somewhere and I won't know where, and we'll go out and that'll be it. So
we do little surprises, so we don't know where we're going, and then we just treat each other really, so that's how it works, and it works well.
Well, it must. You're 3 years together and looking really happy.
Yeah.
Here's a couple now. They've just sat down to their meal. Sorry for interrupting you. My name is Brenda. I work at the national radio station on the Mooney Show. Are you on a date tonight?
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Ronan.
Hi, Ronan. What's your name?
Katrina.
How long have you seen each other?
A little while.
How long's a little while? Would you know Katrina better?
Like a few weeks.
And how's it going?
Good, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to say that now because of the microphone in your face.
Exactly, that's it.
Now, you're going to have a meal tonight and the bill will come out. How does it work?
Oh, well, I'd expect to pay it, I'm the guy, so...
But if you're going out a little while, would you not go 50-50, no?
Not really, like, it wouldn't bother me, like...
And what about you? Would you say, no, I'll go halves, or... I'm not saying you have to, I'm just wondering.
Say I'd pay sometimes.
Do you think it's nice that he pays?
Yeah. I think it is nice.
In what way?
I don't know, I think it's gentlemanly. Yeah. It's a nice gesture.
Sorry about this now. I know you're mortified, like, waiting on your starter.
Mortified. I don't know, I think it just shows it's chivalrous, kind of.
Yeah. And when, at what stage of going out, you close your ears now, if you don't mind. Close your ears. At what stage of going out with each other would you expect her to chip in 50-50?
Well, like, I don't know, whenever, like.
The rotisserie chicken?
Here comes your starters, yeah.
Sorry, I don't know, really.
You don't mind?
No.
All right, I'll leave you to it. Thanks a million.
Thanks.
Bye.
So they were all very helpful, I have to say, and they were willing to talk.
Absolutely.
This one says, I see gender equality is alive and well. The ladies still want us to pay, says one of our listeners. Yeah. Good looks don't pay the bills. Nothing worse than a man mean or a woman mean. In the 70s, lads wouldn't dream of asking a girl to pay or buy a drink. Now it's automatic and expected. Channel 4 First Dates is a must to watch. Yeah, I've been saying that. It's not on tonight. Mind you, the other programme is on 3E tonight, the one of the elderly folks playing
the
candid camera thing. I think those men are mean. I wouldn't even think that my date should have to share the bill, says Vincent. Mm. So Vincent is old school Vincent, I think. People who can't pick up the bills are called crocodiles.
Oh,
short lovely. Hands can't reach pockets, says Heather. If I asked a girl on a date, I would pay. But if she asked me out, I would either pay half or let her pay, says Peter in Cork. There's no problem if both people are not mean. And that's what I think. I think it should be fair and fair. I mean, if you're bringing somebody out, whether it's a man or woman, and they're working, I think maybe the days of one guy or one girl paying the bills all the time are gone. Anyway, you spoke to Elaine, the manageress.
Yes, Elaine Nolan is the manager of Brasserie 66 and has plenty of experience in the whole restaurant business, particularly in bills. Now, she knew we were coming in and I was going to be talking about this particular issue. So I asked her, would she look at the bills of the couples and maybe, you know, tot up the numbers and see how many men are paying versus women. Now, of course, I do want to say people who are together for a couple of years or are married or engaged or living together or whatever would have joint accounts. So maybe the man is paying, but it's coming out of the woman's pocket as well, etc. So do bear that in mind. But it's just a little bit of observation on Elaine's part. I asked her to have a look and I said, what have you noticed in your many years in this restaurant business? Everybody
get up. Generally, I find, and from looking at it over the last few nights, knowing you're coming in, that it's the man who pays. And if the woman pays, it generally is kind of like, oh, you're paying tonight, oh, thank you. And the man is kind of sheepish about it. But I find it's probably 85 to 15%. 85% men pay, 15% women pay. We do occasionally have people who'll go Dutch and stuff like that. And we had a funny situation in the other night where we had a couple who were early dating. It was very, very funny. When the bill came to the table, he went on to split the bill between the two of them, and she was mortified. Mortified. You could tell I was kind of standing there taking the money and she was mortified.
When the payment, whatever form it is, cash, credit card or whatever, yeah, comes out, do you see the woman just walking away or looking at her phone or...
It's, yeah, no, they do. They don't look at their phone or do anything like that. They just the man automatically just takes his wallet out, pops the thing on the table and Bob's your uncle, you know, he is. I could count on, I'd say tonight now we've probably done maybe 40 tables of two. And I took in most of the bills this evening, and I'd say maybe there was only about three or four women who actually paid the bill in the evening. There you go, there's a percentage for you.
If they're going to look at the bill and query it,
yeah,
who does that, the man or the woman?
Generally the woman. Yeah, the women are the ones who look after the pennies. They are. And we do encourage everybody who gets the bill in here, we always say to them, you know, please do check that, make sure it's correct. Yeah. But generally it is the woman that will bring it to our attention if there is a mistake, I'm sorry to say. It really doesn't sound good for the sisterhood at all. Sure doesn't. I'm like bashing all of us. It's terrible.
And when you go and put the bill down to a couple, do you ever sense an awkwardness?
Yes, for sure. When we have a policy here, when we put the bill down, we never pop it in front of the man. You know what I mean? It's always in the centre of the table so as not to create any atmosphere of, you know, are you paying four people? Because it can be quite an awkward moment for people when the bill does go to a table, especially if you're on a first date. Yeah. And we do a lot of work here with dating companies and things like that. So when the dating company makes the reservation for them, they do encourage that we do separate bills at the very end. So it's quite an awkward time when we bring the bill to the table. So we try and separate them originally, but it's quite hard to do. But that is a very awkward moment when that happens.
So give me that figure again.
I would say tonight 40 couples at least, and I would say that there's was maybe three or four ladies who paid, the rest of them were all men.
Thank you very much for your time. I'm coming back for some tea.
I hope so. Enjoy your meal.
So there you are, girls. It seems like all the men are still paying. This one says, I was invited away for a night by a girl who said she would pay for the hotel. As it turned out, she not only did she not pay for the hotel, but she never put her hand in her pocket for anything, including meals, drinks, coffee, etc. Needless to say, that was the end of that. Derek, my ex-boyfriend never paid for a drink and was always on his mobile phone. I mean, that's, I suppose, in reference to the story I was telling you about the girl who went to the mobile phone when the bill came in. Hi, lads. If I'm paying out, she better be putting out. We all have to pay one way or another. Oh, that's a bit scandalous stuff. I always pay my part of the bill or all as I'm working and he's still a student. Why should the guy always have to pay, says one of our female listeners. And for the moment, Rico says, I'm a 42-year-old man, happily married for the past 3 years. In all my years of dating, I've never been out with a girl who didn't at least offer to buy a drink. Maybe, Rico says, it's because I'm so ridiculously good-looking and they didn't want to mess up their chances. Well, Rico in Clondalkin...
Send a picture.
Kind of a nice name. Yeah. I was going to say exactly. Oh, well, send a picture and let us be the judge of whether or not you're ridiculously good-looking. Hi, Derek and Brenda. Everything has changed between men and women these days. I think Irish girls are quite cruel to boys these days. When a man approaches a woman, often they get a nose in the air attitude instead of appreciation for their effort. Are Irish girls too spoiled these days, I ask, says Johnny Adams, who's listening in Cork. Derek, what about a group of friends who pay or share the bill? On several occasions, with one having a lot of expensive drinks, and we end up paying with a big... I agree. Where's my bell?
Oh,
I
my
agree.
God,
that
that's
has happened
a huge
to me
one.
So many times.
I know. No, but that is a huge one. I mean, if you're there and you're not drinking and the bottles of wine are coming flowing and the
fast
bill is
and furious
split, and I mean, nobody wants to be mean or wants to be petty and say, well, actually, I'd no drink.
Yeah.
But in fairness, I would say if I was out with a group and that happened, somebody would say, well, actually, Brenda, you weren't having any drink. Now, in fairness, that wouldn't be that often. But that is something that,
yeah, but
you
it
know,
is annoying.
Somebody
and
else
you
would
know
say
who
it.
You are, people who yeah. do this kind of... And the ones who go and they just order the meat and they don't order any sides. And then somebody else will say, I'll bring out a few chips or bring out a few...
And we all end up
And then
up
everybody
for,
eats them.
Yeah.
And it's not that you kind of mind in one way, but when you see the same people do it all the time, it's actually quite irritating.
Who does it?
Oh, you know who does it.
Who?
You
well,
know.
Tell
who,
me, tell me.
You know
me.
Who they are. This one from Shane. I blame the mums for telling their daughters about their entitlements in life, which includes not paying anything ever on dates. Ever again, says Shane with an exclamation mark. A chap invited me to a wedding as a plus one. I offered to pay for the hotel room and he took me up on the offer. And I did all the driving. Well... You offered to pay for the room. Good on you. Well done. I'm proud of you. Thank you very much. I have a friend who has a girlfriend who's milking him. She's never paid for a drink and can drink up to 15 large bottles of Bulmers a night.
Good girl.
He's the laughing stock of the pub.
Oh, dear.
Would somebody not take him aside and tell him?
Would you do that?
Would I do what?
Say it was your friend. And you know it was his girlfriend was kind of milking him for money, just like that. Would you take him aside as a friend and say, look, it's none of my business, but...
I know girls who are milking guys,
no,
as it happens.
Yeah, but would you say that to
I actually
them?
Know, and I don't like it.
Yeah, but would you say to your friend, say, look, as a friend, I just noticed this, tell me to mind my own business, but...
Yeah, I would
I think
say
your girlfriend's
would,
milking
yeah.
you. You would?
Oh, yes, of course I would. Okay. Why not?
No, I'm just wondering.
It was his boyfriend that was milking him. I'd tell him quicker.
Yeah.
I went out on Sunday lunch with my husband in a well-known Offaly hotel. No, I won't read that one. Hi, Derek. I've been married 15 years. We have separate bank accounts and go Dutch when eating out and with bills, etc. But I pay the mortgage, says Patrick in Wicklow. Another one here from John in Rathfarnham. My ex-girlfriend is Mexican. Their tradition is that the man pays for everything. It turned out to be an expensive relationship. And I saw this firsthand when I went to Mexico. Says John. Have you been on a plus one, by the way, Brenda?
Have I been the plus one?
Yeah.
At a wedding or at an event? God, it's a long time since I would have been, Derek. I have to think. No, but I've probably invited a plus one.
All right. What is the norm for gay couples who pays, asks a Galway listener. Well, I suppose it's... it's so long since I've been on a date, I don't know. But I suppose equally... But it depends on who asks who. But what we're saying is...
Okay,
if you're
so
going
say a guy asked you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So he asked you for dinner.
Yeah.
And you go out for dinner. So yeah. Who pays?
Well, if somebody wanted to pay for me, I'd always offer to pay.
So you
That's
offer.
The difference,
okay.
I think.
Okay, all right.
I'd always, personally, I would always offer to pay.
Yeah.
And probably would pay.
Yeah.
When somebody had turned their back or gone somewhere, sort of thing. But I mean, I haven't been on a date, so I don't know. I mean, you'll have to get me somebody to take me on
vote
a date and we'll see. I'll go on a date and we'll see who pays.
Right. We'll find a victim. I mean, a person.
Hi, Derek. Nice to hear a good news story for a change, says Johnson, who's listening in Leixlip with three J's. Now, here's one. It's a little rhyme, so I hope I do it properly. And it says, Derek, and this is for girls. If on your first date you've got to use your purse, drop him fast because you know the guy's a curse. If on your second one he asks you to fork out, then you have to but one choice, that's to blow him out. If on the third one he suggests you both should pay, They call it women's lib, and that's quite okay. Okay? So that's coming in from one of our anonymous listeners. Derek, it's not about being mean. I think every man would pay if he could. But I'll speak for myself. I wouldn't always be able to afford it, says John in Cork. Yeah, dead right, John. I think probably that is the situation. But again, it's about the expectation. And why should anybody, regardless of their sexual orientation, expect this the person they're going out with to pay all the time? That's what brought this about. Why did this guy who went on a date, four dates with the same girl, why did he have to pay for everything? For the food, for the drink, and then drop her home, pick her up, and all that kind of stuff. Why did that? Why would a person let another person have to pay? It's about being mean. And it's not a nice trait. And I would suggest to anybody, male or female, whether you're gay, straight, bisexual or indifferent, if you have to pay all the time, get rid of them.